Los Ángeles. We're going to see the angels, my father says, but in Spanish, because my mother and I do not know English yet. It is March, 1974, and my sister will not be born for 2 more years. Child safety seats are not required. Gas has never been more expensive. My father drives us 400 miles, which is a long time, and I crane my neck at the window to study the clouds for the shape of wings. But I am open to unimagined forms since I have never seen an angel yet, and I can't wait, but I wait, paying no attention to the hills beside us before the fires to come burn them over and over. This is the year Nixon resigns and the rumble in the jungle takes place. My parents are still married. Perhaps they're still in love. The previous week, the Terracotta Army was unearthed, and the world population reaches 4 billion. ¿Ya estamos allí?, I ask. My father says, not yet. In the same month that Duke Ellington dies, India detonates its first nuclear weapon. More than 25 years away, my parents, my unborn sister and I, live and leap into the next century. In the fall, in the heat of Hadar, Lucy is discovered and remains the oldest hominid for longer than her own lifetime. We're here, my father says. So I look up and see the everyday clouds. My pinch face studies them harder, but my mother is the one who tells the truth. So I turn to her, and she says, yes, we're here. I am too young to see us as we are just then. 3 faces squinting through a dusty windshield, illuminated by the shifting light. But where are the angels? I ask. That's just the city's name, she says.